Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful downtown San Francisco as we're about to wrap up, I believe, day one here at Oracle Open World. Stone, how are you hanging in there?
I am doing well. This is the home stretch of day one. It has been an exciting day. You know, they've done a pretty good job with the breaks and the food and the coffee, but the hall has stayed full the entire day.
Yep, nonstop.
Yeah, aren't you used to having a little bit of the activity wane?
Not here.
But we're at an absolute frenzy this afternoon, and I think I know why.
Why is that?
Because we have Chenier Energy and Monty Free in the house. Welcome to the show, Monty.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, do you always walk around with a bunch of people taking your picture, or is there something?
Pretty much, especially at home. I did a lot there.
All right. So why don't you share a little bit about your company and what you guys are doing for folks?
Chenier Energy is a liquefied natural gas exporter. We take natural gas, cool it down to minus 260 degrees, which turns it into a liquid. Then you put it on a ship, send it overseas, and they buy it.
Now, why don't they just do it for themselves over there? Why do we ship it overseas?
They don't have as much over there, or any in some cases, and so they have to buy it. They have to import it.
Now, what part of the country are you getting it from?
We can get from all parts of the country. We are located in Sabine Pass at the border of Texas and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it will come from that area. There's a lot of shale plays in that area.
And you're an Excel for Apps customer and relatively pleased, I take it, at this point.
That is correct. We're a fairly new Excel for Apps customer, but definitely pleased.
So tell us a little bit about that relationship. How did it come about? Did you reach out to them? Did they send you a pretty postcard? How'd that get started?
A little of both. We're upgrading from our 11.5.10.2 version release of Oracle applications and going to R12.
And that was a pretty big jump, right?
It's a big jump, and when you do that, you lose certain capabilities, mm-hmm. and Excel for Apps filled that gap. Some of the things that we're going to lose in that upgrade, Excel for Apps was able to fill in.
So how did the relationship start? What happens early on? Is there some big powwow with cake and punch, and then there's people get specific tasks that they're assigned? Walk us through, if you would, kind of what happens early on.
As far as our relationship with Excel for Apps?
Yeah, how did it get going? What did you do early on?
Actually, I saw them, I was introduced to them at a show similar to this, and we just started talking and realized that there was a need on our part and a product on their part. And we talked a little bit, kind of validated the need, and then we did have a powwow. They came down, did some demonstrations, and we just kind of validated it a little more and agreed that it was a good fit.
So when it was time to switch to R12, that was obviously a big decision for your firm, right? That was not something you jumped lightly in.
Well, it was a big decision, but you kind of have to. Over time, you know, these versions just get old and they don't support them anymore, and so you have to do it. And all Oracle EBS customers are having to do it. And so it was going to happen, and we needed something to take the place of a product that was going away.
But once you flip the switch to this, now there's challenges of making the change, and then plus there's some benefits because there's some new fun tools there that weren't there before.
Absolutely. There's some functionality in R12 that wasn't in 11, mm-hmm. and so there is a benefit to doing the upgrade as well.
So now how are you guys handling that? Like, what did they help you with some of the functionality that wasn't there previously?
They have. We're actually in the middle of the upgrade right now. We are kind of almost dead center of the project, so we're still currently using the old release and working on migrating to the new one. However, we implemented Excel for Apps in our old version. We went ahead and deployed it because it was a good product. We wanted to get it out there, get the users using it, get them comfortable with it before we went to the new product, when we actually had to have it in the new release, but we got it in early.
So that's something I want to talk about. That's very insightful, and obviously you guys got to have a good handle on this what would you call it, the human dynamics, the change management side of this thing, because there are the technical aspects of this, but you're also dealing with people. Speak to that piece a little bit, if you will.
They make it hard, right? The people. The technology is easy. It's the people that makes it hard.
The technology, there are answers. There are people, there are phone people, there are lines you can call, and I guess there are for people, too. There are therapists and such, but The people are, it's a challenge. The end user community is sometimes they have their own thoughts, and you have to
work with
those.
Well, don't they get comfortable? They got comfortable the old way, and now you're making a change, and now it's disrupted their routines and the way that they did things?
Just like everybody. They don't like change. I heard somebody say one time that you could change their mouse pad, and they wouldn't like that. It just doesn't matter how small. It's just never comfortable, and so you try to make it as easy as possible. And that's why we chose to do Excel for Apps early, is so they'll have a chance to get used to it, get comfortable with it, and then we're going to have an even bigger change with R12, but they'll already have overcome the one and not have more as much.
So it sounds like Excel for Apps is cognizant of, recognizes, respects that there is this change management aspect of things too. You just can't come in guns a-blazing. And then obviously, Chenier, this is not your first rodeo either.
You can see the gray hair, I guess.
It was just jet black earlier.
Pre-change,
before this, right?
Before this, it was.
It was jet black. So how do you spend your, what's your title exactly, and how do you spend your days? What's your day-to-day life?
I'm IT manager over the Oracle applications, and my typical day is working a lot with the end users, helping them with some of the day-to-day problems, but also looking forward and trying to find new solutions to the problems that they presented. A little bit, kind of a combination of both, of working in the today and also in the tomorrow.
Now, are you, how much of what you do is driven by the needs of the users?
About 100%.
So you're listening to the users first. You're not going out on your own saying, this is a good solution and let's implement it. You're listening and then adjusting to whatever the marketplace is asking for.
Well, we absolutely do that too. But that's kind of assuming that upper management will be users as well, that they're going to need Oracle or something, I guess, to answer some question or solve a problem that they have. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good solutions out there, and it's up to us to find one. So, yeah, the end user community, maybe the hands-on people, we spend a lot of time with them and try to help them out as much as possible. But it does boil down to helping the company, doing what's best for the company.
Right.
So this is afternoon of day one. We're just getting started here. You'll be here for several days, I take it. How will you invest your time and energy over the coming days? What all will you try to get accomplished while you're here?
I always try to make it a blend of going to sessions, finding good sessions, learning more about the new products, but also spending time in the exhibitor hall and talking to current vendors that I have and, you know, establishing relationships, but also looking for new tools and new products that might be able to solve some problems that we're having, and we're always looking for something new and better.
So how do you know when it's maybe time to talk to somebody from an Excel for Apps? What are some of the signs that, you know, maybe we need to build some new relationships, find out what else is out there? How do you know?
Kind of, it goes back to the users. I have users that talk to me. I need a report to do this. I don't get enough reports. I don't have a way to do this. So now, all right, I need to go look for somebody to help us with reports or a way to do this better. And so usually it gets back to some questions I've been asked or something that I've been asked to do for someone. It's like, there's got to be a better way. Let's go find one.
And what's the most rewarding part of your job?
Radio interviews, I would say.
Radio interviews.
Meeting celebrities.
Is it the
Christmas parties?
When you're able to solve the problem, or is it the, you know, kind of the technology and getting the most out of the technology?
To be honest, and trying not to get nerd of the year, it's a lot of what I do is kind of forensic. There's a problem and no one knows what it is, and you have to start digging and finding, you know, clues, and you dig and you try. Finally, you're able to resolve.
So it's like
a
problem solving, and it's like a puzzle.
It is like a puzzle. It absolutely is. Or, you know, solving a crime if you want to make it a little more attractive to someone that you're trying to hire.
We'll romanticize it a little bit.
Romanticize, absolutely. Because it's very boring to most, yeah.
So if someone were to ask you for an endorsement, a testimony, or just your take on working with Excel for Apps, it's been a good experience for you, yes?
It's been a really good experience. I was just talking to them, saying our biggest problem now with Excel for Apps is the more our users find out about it, the more they want to know and the more training we have to provide. And that's becoming a real strain on our resources because they're just wanting to use more and more and more, and we just are running out of time to train them. And so we're having to train trainers, and it's just it's being accepted a little bit faster than we thought it would.
Now, is that, you think it's a function of R12 that it has just so many features that are good, or and that they've been so hungry for this?
No, it's a feature. It's all Excel for Apps. It's what it has to offer that they didn't have access. It gives them access to things they didn't have access to before.
Uh-huh.
And once they found out about that,
then that
all
opened
bets are
the floodgates.
All bets are off.
So now, are you active with OAUG as well?
I am. I try to attend their conference every year. I try to attend a lot of their functions as much as I can. I'm an OAUG ambassador for our company. And
why is that important to you to be involved with OAUG?
I've been very successful in building relationships and working with OAUG for years. I've been a member for 20 years, and just it's always been very, very helpful for me, and I try to promote it as much as I can. And the best way I can do that with my company is to be the ambassador and send out emails and try to let people know that the more you give, the more you take. So that
when you're in that kind of user group environment, when you're sharing kind of best practices or where you're having trouble and it's very collaborative, you're getting the information and advice that and maybe insight that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Or if you have a specific problem, you can go find someone that's seen that problem and solved it, or a company like yours that may have the same issues, and you can kind of talk through what products they're looking at
and
investigate.
Has that happened to you in real life? Like you've had a problem, you've been able to reach out to the user group and then found somebody who had a similar problem, and you were able to get help?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Many, many times. In all kinds of different situations, you can almost always find somebody that's been there.
Right.
And sometimes the answer is, I beat my head against the wall so many times, I just gave up. And not very often. Usually right. There's somebody that's, okay, it's time for a new product, right? But usually you can find something, but it's good to have a forum to look for.
A resource to be
right.
able to kind of solve problems where you're stumped.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Well, Monty Free, thanks so much for coming down and visiting with us. This has been a real pleasure, man. You're a lot of fun to visit with.
Thank you.
Why don't you share your website for your firm?
It is chenier.com.
All right.
And you know, probably ought to spell that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
chenier.com.
All right, and let's leave them with Excel for Apps info, too, right? Because those guys are obviously doing a fantastic job. You can reach them at sales@excel4apps.com.
All right.
I think that is a wrap for day one at Oracle Open World 2013 for Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, everyone here at the OAUG family. We will see you tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.